a young woman comes to me with a bad pap smear. And she's married, but she got a bad pap smear. You know what I tell her? You're having sex with somebody else. No, sir. I've never had sex with nobody else in my life. I said, then you're thinking about it. Well, what's wrong with that? What does God say? If you meditate on sex outside of your husband, is it just you're just as guilty as if you committed the act? So she's actively involved with another man because she's thinking about him. Never went to bed with him, but it'll bring a bad pap smear on her to bring cancer in the uterus. Isn't that amazing? That's so amazing. You know that all these things are written in the book. But and the Lord will take away from the how much sickness? I like that, don't you, Jack?
I like that all.
The Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon them that hate him. Now somebody said, well, I don't hate God. If you're breaking his commandments, you're hating him. Now just like that teaching Dave did here a while back, me evil? Oh, me wicked. Yeah, he done a teaching on me wicked. See, when the Lord says, but I will put these upon the wicked. Well, you think, well, I'm a Christian. I'm not wicked. But that's your interpretation, not God's. Some guy said, I went to church on Sunday. But out there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, he's out there on a job site and he's cussing and getting angry with guys and doing all kinds of stuff. And I say, you're wicked? Me wicked? I'm not wicked, Thurman. I go to church. Not a whole lot of difference between you and the rest of these guys out here. You're cussing with them just as bad as they are, and you're fussing at everybody, and you're grumbling and complaining just as much as everybody else. And you want to think just because you go to church on Sunday, you're not wicked? No, you're wicked. You hate God. And so guess who will put sickness upon you? God will. Let's go to the next one, Dave. Deuteronomy 28, 59 through 61. Now, this is the curses. When you look at this, in Deuteronomy 28, 59 through 61, it said, then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful. Oh, you know, I think wonderful, that must mean something else. I don't want my plague to be wonderful to you. I want it to be God. Then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful. And the plagues of your seed. The plagues of your seed? Who is your seed?
Children.
Your children. Even great plagues and of real short time span.
No.
Oh, that's not what he said, Jack? Ooh. Now, how many of you like getting sick and being sick a long time and it'd be awful? I don't like that, do you? But he says, and he will bring great plagues upon you and of long continuance and sore sicknesses and of long continuance. So moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Now, you know what caused all this? Let's go to the next one. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. Now, who brought these upon you?
Lord.
Okay. Who is God?
Lord.
The Lord God. Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Father. Now then, what is it that makes this happen? Let's back up in Deuteronomy 28. Let's back up to verse 15. Now, I want to show you what causes all this to come upon you in verse 15. Deuteronomy 28. But if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and do not obey all the commands and laws I'm giving you today, all these curses will come up over you and overwhelm you. And we just read about some of them, didn't we? Now, it's full of curses, but I only started in verse 59 through 61. I thought you ought to get the gist from there, right? You don't need to list each one. There's enough in those three verses to do anything to anybody, right? See, so how many of you want to have those things? He says, but if you refuse to listen to the Lord. Now, somebody said, that's the Old Testament. Yeah, it is. But he made a whole bunch of commands in the new one, too. You know that? In fact, he told us to obey him all the way through, didn't he?
Yes.
Old and new, we're supposed to obey God. Walk in love. Do what he says. But if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God, and you do not obey, how many of the commands? All. It's just like, I'll kid about my wife right here, since she's my best teaching tool. Before we got married, she was coming to Bible study out at Justin. We were going to get married, and we knew we were going to get married, but she was coming out to Bible study, and of course, you know, she, as usual, had sang late that night, and so she got in bed at, what, 2 or whatever. And so the next morning for her to get up and be out at Justin for an 8 o'clock Bible study is a little early for her. So anyway, she's on the way out there, but naturally she's already late, so she's doing what so many people do. She's driving fast. Now, it's Sunday morning, very little traffic on 114, but just happened to be a lady police officer out there that morning. And she stopped Cheryl and gave her a ticket for driving, I think, 70 or whatever it was, 75 or whatever it was. She was really burning it up in that Suburban. It's 55 at that time, and I think you were driving 70, 15 mile an hour over the speed limit. You know, that's not awful. But anyway, she called me and said, "Honey, I'm going to be a little later." I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "I've been stopped by a police officer." I said, "What were you doing?" She said, "I was speeding." Now, that's hard, guys. I said, "Let me tell you how to never get stopped by a police officer. Don't speed. Let me tell you how to never be sick. Don't disobey God." Now, if you disobey the laws of the land, I don't care if you were in a hurry. I don't care if you were late and you broke his laws. What happened? She had to pay a $200 fine and take whatever you call that. So see, defensive driving, that's right, yeah. She's been up hours at night on the computer taking that deal. Now, did she have to go there?
No.
All she had to do was obey the laws, right? Okay, do we have to be... Do what? Oh, is that what she said? Oh, my goodness. Doesn't that sound just like a good wife? It's your fault that I was driving 70 miles an hour and that I was late. Doesn't that sound just like a good girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had never been late till I married Cheryl. I've been late lots of times since then. Oh, goodness. But praise the Lord. Well, I still love her anyway. You know that. Yeah, he's teaching me patience. I will have to say. But the Lord says, but if you refuse to listen to the Lord, if you refuse to listen to the Lord, your God, and do not obey all the commands of the law I'm giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overwhelm you. Now, one more time, flip back to that next one, 28:59. Then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful if you don't obey Him. And I think when He said He'll make them wonderful, I think that means they're terrible, don't you? I really think He'll make your plagues terrible. And the plagues are the sickness of your children. Because of your disobedience, God's going to put sickness on your children. Isn't that sad? Even great plagues and of long continuance and sore sickness and of long continuance. Moreover, He will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee, and also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. Now, what caused all that? Disobeying God. Is that what it said? Deuteronomy 29:22. This is the next verse. We get started here with the second half of the healing school. It says in verse 22, so that the generation to come of your children shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which the Lord has laid upon it. Now then, what I'm trying to build into you here from many places, because of sin that these people are living in, who is bringing the plagues and who is bringing the sicknesses upon the people? God. You know how many people in church believe God will put sickness and disease upon you? Not many, do they, young lady? But that book says something else, right? What translation you got?
NIV.
NIV, but it still says the same thing. Huh? Okay. So, now, the NIV, this young lady up here said she uses the NIV, and I used the NIV for at least 5 or 6 or 7 years. And then in that 5 or 6 or 7 years from teaching from the book, I found so many scriptures missing in the NIV that I don't use it no more. You know, I don't use it to teach from. You know, I use the King James and I use the NLT. I use the Amplified. Here in church, most of the time I use either King James or the NLT. The NLT is really easy to read, but sometimes it says something. You really have to read it. Sometimes it says something a little different than the King James, but. Anyway, a New Living Translation. Yeah, NLT, the New Living Translation. It's written in just plain English. But the King James is kind of hard to beat. But this one here, but there's a few things in the King James that's awful difficult to come up with the right answer to. You really have to spend some time with God. But nobody can understand God's Word. How many times have you ever heard somebody say, yeah, I read the Bible, but I didn't understand nothing? You've been guilty of that. You know why you didn't? Because you were spiritually dead. That was your problem. You were spiritually dead. When you make Jesus Lord of your life, and then you need to pray over the book and ask Him to reveal the book to you, because He said no scripture is a private interpretation, but only as revealed to you by the Lord. So if God don't reveal it to you, what do you get when you read it? Nothing. It's the driest book in the world. I'll tell you what, reading the book of Leviticus would be like, it's so dry, it would be like me as an engineer reading a book about a nuclear power plant.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.